The top executives at the New York Times yesterday apologized to the newspaper's staff for oversights that allowed one of their reporters to fake news stories. In an unprecedented closed-door meeting with staff members, the Times management answered questions and heard concerns about Jason Blair, a reporter who for years fabricated quotes, stole material from other publications, and lied to his editors. NPR's Robert Smith reports.
The two-hour meeting was at a Times Square movie house. Those in attendance said the mood was tense and angry at times as reporters and photographers grilled their bosses about what had happened to the reputation of the New York Times. And as if morale weren't low enough in the newsroom, staffers emerged from the meeting at the theater to be confronted by dozens of camera crews and print reporters asking how they felt about the scandal. Mike Wise, a sports writer with the paper, paused long enough to be surrounded.
I wouldn't call it congenial, but we have some internal problems we need to take care of, and I think they're trying to take care of them as best they can.
The scene of reporters ganging up on other reporters drew stares from people on the street and one tourist from Chicago.
I said, I've never seen media attack the media. This is brand new in America.
There have been many other journalistic scandals over the years, but this one is getting extraordinary attention, mostly because it happened at the New York Times. Jack Schaefer, a media critic for Slate, pointed out that a similar scandal last year at the Associated Press never got the same attention.
When the New York Times screws up, and screws up as royally as they have here, the schadenfreude is palpable.
That's the perverse feeling of pleasure at the misfortune of others. Even the Times itself had gone into overdrive covering the scandal, devoting 4 pages of the Sunday newspaper to the litany of falsehoods written by 27-year-old Jason Blair. Although Sunday's report didn't explicitly criticize the management of the Times, at yesterday's meeting, executive editor Hal Raines took the blame, but said he wouldn't resign. According to a release by the Times, Raines told his staff that the institution had been damaged, that he accepted responsibility, and intended to fix it. There's already talk that the culture at the New York Times has to change. The paper reported that the management didn't heed the warnings about Blair from others in the newsroom. Some media critics have charged that an undue emphasis on diversity at the paper might have given Blair, who's African American, too much responsibility. According to the Times' published account of the meeting, Raines admitted that he gave Blair, quote, one chance too many. Kelly McBride, who teaches journalism ethics at the Poynter Institute, says that Blair's youth and ambition may also have been a distraction.
We've seen this at other newspapers where editors are just so impressed with the swagger of a reporter and the authority and the assertiveness and the way that that reporter can get into situations, that they let that impression overshadow other faults of that reporter.
McBride says the Blair scandal should prompt newsrooms into a serious discussion about ethics, but Slate's Jack Schaefer says there may be a simpler lesson. There are a few cheats and liars in every profession.
Just as investors have to be vigilant, I think consumers of news have to be vigilant about being skeptical about what they're being told and what they're reading.
The Times promises new skepticism of its own as it forms an independent committee to investigate what went wrong with the oversight of Jason Blair. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.